Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, so long.
To the little boy that they let go.
Farewell.
haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Maneuver the jet ski, 'cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi, from food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me, 'cause me and all my angels shot the devil up, while you was trying to pull me down. I leveled up, I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine, so even when I cried I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tune that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
That is right. Kia B is in the building on the Shine Lord Radio Show. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. I'm so excited to be here. It's been a long time coming for this particular show today. We have a beautiful guest who's going to be on the show. I've known this young lady for many years, and she has just been a delight, a joy, and a treat. And I'm excited to have her on. Since the moment I met her, we began to talk about the plays that she does, she produces. And from that moment, I wanted to get her on. And I think years ago we tried. There was something, I can't remember exactly what happened. I don't know. It was years ago. I'm almost positive we wanted to get her on back then. But something happened, and I wasn't able to get her on. Guess what? We got her tonight. And you all are going to be so excited. She is a playwright. She produces. She writes. She does absolutely everything. She directs. You name it. She casts. You know what I'm saying? She does it all. And so she is the beautiful Catrice Walker, and she's going to be here tonight. We've got a beautiful play that we're going to be talking about. Very excited to bring her on. B. Ray, our amazing producer, is holding it down on the ones and twos tonight. We've got some beautiful music. We are definitely ready for overflow tonight. God is definitely preparing our hearts and our minds for something major. We talked today in church about divine reversal. And when I tell you, boy, you know, listen, I'm excited about divine reversal. And one of the things that they said is, you know, for example, things are going to happen. Like when you walk into the courthouse, you got a ticket. Now, I don't have any tickets. Okay, but if I did, I would have been shouting out all that church. He said, if you got some tickets, when you get to the courthouse for your court date, or when you go set up your court date, when you get there, they're going to tell you all those charges that have been dropped and dismissed, you know, for whatever ticket you have. So it was just that. He's, you know, you have people going crazy in the church today, I guess, you know. So people are ready. People are ready. They've been searching. They need, you know, they're in pain. There's a lot of confusion. And guess what? God is the key. He is the answer. You don't have to search any further. Even if you're not confused, you're like, I got all the answers. I know everything. Guess what? God is still the answer. God is still the answer for that, too. So he controls, he rules, he reigns. And I'm excited that he is in control of us here and on what we do on We Talk Radio Network. This next guest, this is divine. She is definitely, you know, an extraordinary woman. We couldn't wait to feature her tonight. She has a beautiful story with her heart of gold and an amazing family. I absolutely love her family. I mean, a strong, strong family. I think that's important in life. You know, when we go through this life, to have those people behind us that support us, like our family. I want y'all to do me a favor. I want you to take your hands, and I want you to take your toes, and I want you to put them together. I want you to clap them up. That's right, as we get ready to welcome this young lady. That's right, I said take your toes, too. They like, take your toes, put them all together. I want to hear the claps for this young lady tonight. She is beautiful, amazing, the incredible playwright, producer, the extraordinary Catrice Walker. How you doing, queen?
The queen is not in yet, but the princess is in right now.
Oh, no. You said the princess is in. Well, come on, princess. Come on, princess. Get in with your princess self. Wait, I heard you moved into a big new mansion this weekend. How did that go?
I had to wait because my helper's truck broke down. So, let's just say I'm in the middle of it. Yeah. My helper's truck broke down. My mom had to get a battery for her car. So, yeah, we have to wait. So, we'll probably be moving stuff in little by little this week, the rest of this week. And hopefully by the weekend I'll be in. Well, I don't know about the weekend because I have a wake and funeral. But, yeah. So, hopefully, yeah, I'll get in there. Before the end of the month, like that. I'll be in there before
Amen.
The end
of the month. Well, make sure you let me know if you need my help. You know I'm here. I got two good arms and some good legs, and that knee keep going out, but it's still good.
I was going to say, I know I was trying to get your body a rest because I know you just moved into your mansion. So I was I'm not going to bother her on that. No. Everybody needs
well,
a couple weeks of rest.
Yeah. This weekend, I actually had a funeral. My,
no joke.
It's not. And I would have helped you out. I actually had a funeral on Saturday morning. It's funny. My uncle, well, he would have, actually, technically, he's my godfather, but we call him Uncle Bishop. And he's also my daughter's godfather. And my daughter, Shemaya, my oldest daughter, who's 23, her godfather. And so I've known him since I was 10 years old. He's been a pillar in my life since the moment I met him. We funeralized him on yesterday. You know those people in church that you grow up with all your life, and they are just devoted to God like something you've never seen before? This was him. And he was always smiling. He was always joking. He always had a laugh for you. And that was him. And we funeralized him on yesterday. He had 60-plus grandchildren. I think he has 70 grandchildren, actually. 70.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
70
grand.
They were fruitful, baby. You heard me. Yes, and that is why I love him. He, when I tell you, he showed us how to love a woman. He loved his wife, and he showed us exactly what it's supposed to look like when a man loves a woman. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget what that looks like. I'll never forget it because that's what I've always yearned for, something like that. And it's interesting now, I've recently met someone. He's so amazing. And, you know, I haven't met anybody in years. And I have not, excuse me, let me repeat. I've met a lot of people, nobody worth talking about on the air. He's incredible, you know. And it's just really, it's good to feel those feelings again and, you know, and to have somebody in your life that feels the same way. So I applaud their love and dedication to one another. And Aunt Tessie, just want to let you know we love you, to the entire Barrett family. We're continuing to pray for you, and we love you all so very, very much. Very strong, strong family. So we love them very much. Like I said, so I haven't dated in years. And so all of a sudden, you know, here I am not only dating, but I'm dating someone seriously. And actually, you know, it's interesting because recently, you know how I've been single now since about 2015, where I've, you know, just kind of dated and whatever. And all of a sudden, every single person that I've ever dated is all of a sudden like popcorn popping up. And I'm having to have these conversations like, oh, wait, hold up. You know, I'm seeing someone because I don't want to be messy and have people calling me that shouldn't be calling me, you know. So, and the crazy thing is I actually knew I liked this guy when I did that. When I told somebody, oh no, I'm actually seeing somebody. I don't need a mess. I knew I liked him because I've seen plenty of people and I've never made that phone call. I've never told anybody that. So it was really interesting when that actually happened to me. That let me know, oh, you like this guy. So, shout out to the new guy. We just call him the new guy.
Look, you like him, huh? You like
him. Yeah, I like him. That's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, I don't like nobody. But, yeah, I like him.
Right.
I like him. Yeah. He's cool. He's cool people. But he makes me feel good. And I think the fact that he likes me more than I like him is even good. It's better, you know. It makes me feel good. It's genuine. It's not anything where, you know, somebody's trying to take anything from me or somebody's trying to convince me that he's good, or, you know, it's just a genuine person. So it's really nice to see that, because again, you know, in this life, you know, we meet a lot of people, and in the arena we meet them, it's the entertainment industry, or it's, you know, I just had a business meeting or something, and I generally don't conduct business with pleasure. So it's really hard for me to meet somebody, you know. And then when I do meet somebody, they're, you know, end up being a sleaze bucket. You know, who wants a sleaze bucket? Not me. So, you know, finally, you know, God put me, aligned me, you know, but I was patient, very, very patient. And, I kept telling God, hey, listen, I'm waiting on you. And I'd always pray for my husband. I remember a couple of days before I met this guy, I was like, you know, God, I don't know who my husband is or where he is, but, you know, just pray for him. You know, I want to keep him solid, keep him straight, keep him grounded, blah, blah, blah. And then a couple of days later, you know, meet this guy, and this guy's just, you know, he's amazing, and he's actually a minister, which was interesting to find out, too, minister of music, which, you know, is another something that locked me in. You know how I feel about drummers, B-Ray? He is a drummer.
Right.
So yeah, he's a drummer. So all those little things, that, yeah, which was extra added greatness. I was like, you're a what? So, he's a nice guy. So.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you the very important question. Does he and your children get along?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, I've dated before and never let anybody meet my children. Well, just by chance, when we moved into this new place, we needed somebody to come help us fix a couple things around the house, you know, because I got a house in this house. And I'm like, you know, alone and like my dad's gone, my grandfather's gone, my uncles are like, you know, I ain't got time. Call somebody else. I know you got some young friends. Call them. My brothers are like, I'm totally busy. So I was like, okay, listen, what can I do? And now my older brothers, one of them, he's in Missouri, but my other brother, he definitely would come over. He was just really, really busy. So I actually had to call somebody else to help me, and it ended up being him. I was like, listen, I know we've only known each other a couple weeks. I'm not really comfortable with inviting people over to my house, but I really need you. And so he didn't, when he came over that time, he actually had to meet Riley, and Riley thinks he's a very, very nice guy. And recently, you know, your phone kind of goes off and it rings and you get a text message, and I think she'll probably see my phone and see his name. And so recently she said, Mom, is that guy here? Boyfriend, are y'all dating? And I was like, you know what? We actually are. And she was like, oh, okay. She likes him. She really thinks he's a nice guy. She's like, I think he's a nice guy. So, you know, luckily, you know, we didn't just throw it in her face. Oh, yeah, this is my, you know, it was a very natural thing. And so, because I don't want to just throw that on her. I want it to be a very natural thing. So, and it was. It worked out. So, but because you have to handle things gently when you have children, you know, and you have to make sure that, because that was important for me, you know, that my daughter liked him, and that really I would have continued to date him for months had I not needed his help without her meeting him at all. She would have never met him, you know. So I would have found that later on if she liked him or not, and if she didn't like him, then I would have to make a decision about, you know, staying with him. But other than that, you know, she really likes him. She thinks he's a really, really nice guy. And it's interesting, she got sick one day and she wasn't feeling well, not with a bellyache, but she just had some, you know, other stuff going on at school, and it was just a lot. And he came, we were talking one day on the phone after school, and I was like, oh, I got to, you know, be here with Riley, and, you know, she had a bad day at school. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I I'm going to bring her something, you know, for her bad day. And he brought her a thing of cookies and cream ice cream, and she loves cookies and cream ice cream. So it was just little stuff like that where a person, you know, recognizes that, you know, hey, you know, I didn't have such a good day, and, you know, something can make it better. And he found a way to try and make it better without even trying. He was just being genuine. So I thought that was very nice. So, yep, he has beautiful daughters. And so, yeah, not trying to rush into anything, but. Yeah.
Sound like he's a keeper. And that was gonna be my tip to you, because I've been in relationships where the adults are cool with one another, and maybe one party was cool with the other party's kids. But one party's kids was not cool with the person that their mother or father was dating. So that's the reason why I brought that up, because I was in a situation where I was cool with the guy's kids. The guy was cool with my son, but my son was not cool with him. He saw something in him that I didn't see, and he brought it to my attention. And as I further looked and investigated, you know me, I had to put my Inspector Gadget mode on, but as I further investigated, I saw what my son saw, and I had to break it off, because I'm like, no, because he's gonna have to make both of us happy. But the question in that is, I hear a lot of adults saying that if they're dating someone, that the kid doesn't matter. Which the question is, does the kid matter in your relationship? You're still raising the kid, and when I say kid, I'm talking about a kid that's living in your household, no matter that, from 0 to 18, that's in your household. Does it matter if your kid likes the person that you're dating?
You know, I think that is really important. I think that is really important in a relationship that people, I think it's really important in relationships that people communicate, and I think it's important that people get along. I do believe that everybody won't get along, no matter what. In life, people, everybody is just not going to agree. Everybody might not get along, right? What happens in that case?
Right.
Well, you know, a decision definitely has to be made. And it's a sensitive situation. When you have children, and these are the children that God has ordained for you to take care of and protect, and provide for. I think it is important that you communicate with those children, especially if this is somebody that you love, that you communicate with those children and figure out exactly what's going on, right? If this relationship is important to you, it is definitely going to be important for you to communicate. Now, say you have communicated all you can, and these children just do not like this man for whatever reason, okay, then a decision has to be made. You know, the communication at that point in time may need to be null and void and cease. And the decision has to be made. Now, I'm not saying you got to break up with the man, okay? I would, only because I have a young daughter. She's 13 years old. And if she does not like somebody, it's typically for a reason. She's just not going to walk around here and not liking somebody because she loves everybody.
Exactly.
So if she don't like you, there is a reason. And, again, kids know. They see things. They understand things. We think they don't. They do. So, and we have to be able to trust their opinion on that. Yet, there comes a time when an adult has to be an adult and make a grown-up adult decision. Because if your children don't like somebody because they're disciplinaries or some strange reason like that, that's a different story. Because, you know, kids will be kids, and they might not like you if you're disciplining them. So you have, or if that parent is that step parent or the person who's coming into their lives is beginning to discipline them, and they do not like that. So you have to pay attention to the reasoning, and then again, you've got to make sure you communicate. But B-Ray, I think that is very, very important. And at the end of the day, if that child just sees something they cannot get along with, you have absolutely got to talk to your spouse about that. Sit down, or the boyfriend, whoever. Sit down, maybe even sit down and have a conversation, maybe even a family meeting. If it's important enough, maybe even go to family counseling so that you can work out some situations in family counseling. If it's not work outable, then you got to make a decision. And it might be a decision to let their partner go.
Yeah, and I'm put this out on the table. So the guy that I was talking to, not dating, talking to, considering dating, you know, I take my son just about everywhere I go. No matter where it is, what time of day it is, if he's with me, I mean, if he's not in school, he's with me. So we was going out, and I told the guy, I said, I'm bringing my son because we have somewhere to go right afterwards, and there's no need of me going home and, you know, go back to get him and all that, right? So he was like, okay, cool, I'm down for that. And we met at Cheddar's. Of course, you know, Cheddar's was like, you know, I don't bring people to my house initially. That's a big no-no for me. That's a big turn-off for me.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody adds
right.
to my house. So, central location, lots of people. And my son was like, Mama, after dinner or whatever, he was like, Mama, I don't think that's going to be a good fit for you. I said, why? He was like, because he was looking at me strange, and like
what?
Strange in a bad way, like no, strange in a bad way, like you know how you're supposed to be looking at your soon to be partner or whatever. That's how he was looking at my son, and I glanced and I saw it a little bit. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's just trying to make sure that you know, see if we look alike or whatever, whatever. No, I had left and went to the restroom and. Dude was looking at my son like, you look like a snack. You look like a piece of cake type looking at. And
you
I didn't
are
see it.
Kidding me.
And so Ja was like, no, Mama, he was looking at me like he wanted to date me instead of you. I was like, what? So I had a conversation with the dude, and he was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I been in jail. I was accused of rape. And molestation. I was like, huh? I said, okay, have a good day. You can lose my number. Because I'm not going to put my son or anybody into that situation. So that's why I brought it up. You know, when we knew we're dating or whatever, we find somebody new. Yes, it's really up to the parents because we're the adults. But if your child sees something that you didn't see initially,
oh yeah,
children are very observant. You know, they are very observant.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's the reason why I brought that up about the kids, because I know a lot of parents to this day, they'd be like, well, look, I'm not going to be at home all lonely and things. I need help with my bills and all this, and he can do all that and all this. So I'm going to go on and stay with the dude, right? No, if your child is hurting over it, if your child is not comfortable with it, then you should do what's best for your child. And once
Absolutely.
Your child is old enough to be on their own, then you can make those kind of stupid, I'll call them stupid decisions, because your child gave you a warning. I heard, Mama, I don't think this being good for you. Your child done said something that should have put a rung of light bulb in your head to see something. And you're not seeing it because you want to be satisfied. So get your kid. No, that's not good parenting. I'm sorry. So that's why
wow.
I asked it, because I know Riley. Riley is like John. They are both honest and open. Come tell us whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was like,
yeah.
Riley like to do? Okay. If Riley
and
like
you know
to
what's
do,
interesting? How I knew she liked him is after she asked me that question of, is that your boyfriend? I was like, you know what, he is. She was like, well, how did he ask you? You know, because at first she wasn't really, she was being not negative, but just like, how did he ask you? You're so old. I was like, first of all, hold up, man. I ain't old, okay? And she was like, well, that just sounds old for you to have a boyfriend, Mom. I was like, well, I have a man. He asked me to be his lady. And he asked me to be his lady. Ew. I mean, it was like, okay, forget it. You know what? And then she was like, well, man, listen, Riley just made me feel so old. And then she was like, I said, well, is it a problem for me to have a boyfriend? She was like, no, it's just weird. I have boyfriend. I'm going to have a boyfriend. So it's just weird for you to have a boyfriend because you're old. I was like, well, what happens if I decide to get married? Well, that's different. You can get married, but having a boyfriend is just, it's just old, Mommy, just too old. I was like, all right, girl, I got it. Okay. And then she said, well, can I tell my sister? And I said, which is my oldest daughter. I said, you know, yeah, you can. She said, good, because we talk about everything. I said, okay, you can tell my sister. Can I tell my friends at school? So when she said that, I knew she liked it too, because you're not going to go around telling people and you don't like a person.
My mom
so.
Got a boyfriend, but I don't like him.
Right.
My mom got a boyfriend, but I don't like him. Go.
Right.
Now I'm going to start acting out because she got a boyfriend who she giving his attention,
right.
her attention to. My
yeah.
dad needed attention. So, yeah, I'm going to start acting out. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she is really loving it. She's enjoying it. So hadn't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him, you know, together, you know, because I'm not ready for that part yet. But I'm just trying to take it slow. So, but I really like him. I think he's a nice young man, and I think there's definitely great potential to have a future there. And but I just want to, you know, definitely want to see where it goes and let God lead and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's cool. I'm excited. And guess what? He's taking me to see Fantasia next month.
What?
Girl.
Do he got a friend?
Girl, it's Fantasia, Cake, and Robin Thicke.
Oh, wow. Well, I want to go see Silk and them.
October 12th. Silk and it's somebody else. It's a whole group of them. It's a whole
one
group 12. Of people. Yes,
112.
They're coming.
Yeah. I want to go see them. I need to find me a sugar daddy, just for that occasion.
October 12th, real talk.
Dude, I need a sugar daddy for that weekend, just to go see you.
That's the word you say, just for the weekend. Just for the weekend.
It's cuffing season, so I'm taking applications for sugar daddies.
Uh-oh. Sugar daddies it is.
Sugar daddies. I better stop because somebody may be listening. Be like, really?
And one thing I do know about sugar daddies is they are out there, and they are ready,
yeah.
and they are willing.
Yeah.
And they got a whole website dedicated to sugar daddies.
But you got these new school sugar daddies that want too much. What happened to
new school sugar daddies that what?
They want too much. What happened to the ones that just want to wine and dine you and have a good time and make sure you happy? Now you got these new school sugar daddies that want to be happy too. No, that's not the definition of a sugar daddy. They want happy endings.
Okay, so hold on. Wait a minute. Because what is the true definition of a sugar daddy, first of all?
Well, what I was told and what I've experienced is a sugar daddy is an older man that wants to wine and dine a younger woman and is not sexual. It's not sexual. These new school sugar daddies, they want everything to be sexual. When they brought out Viagra and Cialis, you know, that changed the game of the sugar daddies. What happened to the one that did not have to take those just to, you know, have a good time? They want to, you know, the 1st and the 15th of the month, they want to spend all their money on somebody. They ain't got nobody spending on, so they find them a queen bee or whatever and go for what they know. But it's never happened to end in a happy ending for them. Let me just put it like that.
I'll never forget when I was probably in my early 20s. No, I was in my mid-20s. I was probably about 24, 25. And there was this young man who tried to talk to me. And my dad was still alive at that time. My dad was in his 50s. And I'll never forget, you know, I went to go see my dad one day. And my cell phone rang. And it was this guy he called. And this was in the early 2000s. And so I got a phone call, and I didn't put it on speaker. I can't remember what happened, but somehow my dad found out that this guy that I was on the phone with was 77. And my dad flipped out, like, while I was on the phone. I may have told him. He may have asked me, who is that? And I may have said, oh, it's my friend. And he may have asked me, like, how old is he, like, while we were on the phone. He may have heard me talk. He may have heard the guy through the phone. I can't remember what it was. My daddy, I'm sitting on the phone with the man, and the dad starts flipping out because the man was 77 years old. You talking to that man older than me? What's wrong with you? Get off that phone. Like, he lost it. And that young man, he was somebody who wanted to take me out and just eat at Bennigan's. Because back in the day, remember Bennigan's? Remember they had Bennigan's back in the day. He just wanted to take me to Bennigan's and give me a strawberry daiquiri or two. That's it. Just look at my pretty face. That was it. But nowadays, that was it. That's all he wanted. He did not want any. Well, he probably did want something else from me, but he knew he wasn't getting it. So he never asked. He just was happy to see my face across the table. Nowadays, you about to do some acrobatics and some flips. And you have to be witty with these dudes. They want you to do some strange things for some change. I know we are on the Shine Lord Radio Show, but we are talking about sugar daddy.
Hey,
and it's so good. I don't even know how we got on this topic.
No, the Lord has to shine through that to make you not be able to do that. He brought you through
Thank
that.
You,
oh,
you,
yeah.
Ray.
That's why we are.
Come on, Lord.
On
you better shine through, Lord. You better shine through.
So I had to clean it up about the sugar daddy taking me to go see Silk, because that's all I want you to do. I want you to take me to go see Silk. And I might end up leaving with Silk. Thank you for the ride. But, yeah, okay. Anyway. So, see, that's why we got on that.
My bad. Okay. I know we got a lot of pastors who are tuned in. We got a lot of female and male pastors that tune into the show. And I guarantee you they know absolutely what a sugar daddy is. So we're not going to pretend they may have had one. What about a sugar mama? Do sugar mamas, do they want something?
Hold on. And then they probably still are sugar daddies behind us, behind the pulpit, from behind the pulpit. So, yeah, don't trip. Okay. Now, what do all the sugar mamas want from us? No. Don't trip.
Okay, yeah, sugar mamas. We don't. I'm sorry. They don't because I'm not a sugar mama.
Well, yeah, I ain't going to say it. Like, when I say we, I'm saying them in general.
They don't really want nothing but time and attention.
They're not looking for anything else because I'm sure that's not on their mind, and it shouldn't be on anybody's mind unless you're a married couple, truthfully, if you want to go there. So, you know, a sugar mama, sugar daddy, just, you know, it's just what that is. That's just somebody for a companionship, a friendship with benefits, with financial benefits, not other benefits, because they're willing to spend money to wine and dine you, but they're not looking for nothing else. Those are the ones I'm looking for.
Okay.
The original sugar daddies.
And let me tell you, they still out there. I run into them all the time. They just want to take care of somebody. Trust me. And what I don't do is do hookups, B-Ray. So you're going to have to be there with me when they're trying to holler so I can scoot you on out there and be like, this is what she's looking for. Okay. You're going to have to go hang out in West Dallas.
Let me take this line real quick. I think we got a caller. Hold on one sec.
No. I already know who that is, so don't even worry. You said you're about the new one that just came through? Yeah, don't worry about that. I don't know because I know we have several new callers that just came through. I see the lines, but there's one on there. Don't worry about that one. I already know who that is. So, but I do know we have several others. And our guest, I don't know what happened to her. Let me tell you something about Catrice Walker. Catrice Walker is absolutely amazing, and she has been trying her best for years to get on this show. So I don't know what happened tonight, and I know a couple weeks ago she was supposed to be coming on. I don't know what happened tonight, and we're about to end the show, be right here in like 2 seconds, so don't even worry about bringing in any callers in. So don't even worry about her either, like at this point, because the show is about to be over, so I don't want to bring her in either, and we're about to end the show. So, but what I will do is I will say she is an amazing young lady who has an extraordinary mind. She is a playwright, and she's done some amazing things throughout the years. And I actually met her years ago. I actually dated her cousin. And me and her cousin, our very first date that he took me on was to his family reunion. And so it was real interesting. I was like, you want me to do what? This is our first date. Family reunion, what? So I met the family. So it was fun. And so, but I've always remained closely connected to her and to the entire family. But to her especially. And so throughout the years, she'll reach out to me and tell me about things that she's got going on. And so now she's got this amazing play, and that she's traveling with this play. And I'm really, really excited about what she is doing and how God is elevating her life. I've seen some amazing things happen and transpire in her life, and so to watch now, you know, her continue to thrive and do amazing in her life is just—it's excellent. It's great. So make sure you support people. If somebody in your life tells you, "Hey, listen, I'm writing a play," or you know, I'm doing something, or I'm opening a store. Listen, be one of the first people to buy a corny dog in their location or to buy a ticket to their event. Support people. You know, people need people. We cannot do it without each other. So make sure you support people. So I'm excited about this week because we've got an amazing show. Even next week, we're going to be bringing in some media personalities to do the show. Oh, my gosh, B-Ray, I just want to cry right now. I did not tell you that I got a phone call a couple days ago, and we had been waiting and waiting and waiting on one particular guest that we were wanting to have to MC the second annual Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show. And I know we got a lot of people who are tuned in tonight who've been wanting to know. So first of all, thank everybody for tuning in. I appreciate you. I love you. Y'all have been wanting to know who is the MC for this event. Well, we have an MC. Last year, I MC'd as well as my daughter and my niece Kennedy. I brought them in. This was the first event that they MC'd, right? I wanted to bring the kids in and let them be a part of that. And I did. And then I let them do their own events after that. Now, Bronda Ray continues this on where she's got the youth doing events. And so she does youth and adult events. But one of the events that we're doing to October the 19th, 2019, it's going to be in Frisco at the Frisco Star. We did it last year there. It was a beautiful event, sold out.
Actually, we had a few tickets left last year, just a few. This year, we do anticipate to sell out. There's no way in the world we're not going to sell out. So, and we only have a few tickets left. So, I definitely want you to make sure you go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org, and so that you can get tickets if you want. But this year, we've got the beautiful Lynn Hayes, who is going from 105.7, and she's bringing us into the station to do an interview there. It's just going to be amazing. I'm really, really excited. So if you'll definitely hear us on 104.5 most likely, and 105.7 talking about the Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show and everything that we're doing for women who've been victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, for families who've been traumatized by this, you know, catastrophe. I just hate it. I really hate it. So many people have to look at this situation down the barrel. They got to straight look at it. And so, you know, one of the things that we're wanting to do is help those people who have had to face this challenge. So it may be you one day, and it may be your child one day, God forbid. But what we're trying to do is ensure that no child, no young lady, no young man has to deal with that situation in the future, that they know what it looks like. A man knows what those traits are, and a woman knows what those traits are, and they know what to look for. And so that we're not picking those kinds of mates for ourselves. And if we are that person, that we're changing our lives so that we're not an abusive person. So those are some of the things that we're doing with Heels on the Move to Heal, and the shoe fashion show, and the programs that we put on, and the people that we help in the community. We're continuing to collect donations, and we've got to thank everybody who's allowed us to come put a bin there. We've got so many volunteers, it's crazy. And then I get emails every day because the flyer is out. So I get emails every day about people who are just wanting to be volunteers, or wanting to be a vendor, or wanting to attend, or wanting to do something in some capacity. So this train is moving, and it is moving forward, and it is moving fast. And so I'm very, very excited about it, and I'm feeling really blessed, and I'm feeling highly favored. And if you're wanting a piece of this, I'm telling you, y'all might want to come to this event just to see what it's about, so you can see what God is doing and the mighty move that He is making, because I'm telling you, the excitement is always in the building. Shout out to my entire team. B. Ray does an amazing job. Her son comes in, does a great job. Like, I'm telling you, my whole team is just great. I kid you not. And then I'm adding on new pieces to my team. And we talked a little bit ago, you know, about the young man that I'm seeing. So B. Ray, you know, you're gonna keep your fingers and your toes and everything crossed. We'll see what happens. He ain't my sugar daddy, and I'm not his sugar mama, but we are definitely rolling, and we're having a good time. And again, we're taking it slow so we can get to know each other, and it's fun. I'm having fun. And I think that is the important thing here. That's the difference in where I was before. Before, it wasn't fun for me. And so now that I'm actually having fun, it's like, yes, you know. So, I'm really excited. I really, really am. So I'm sure everybody's wondering who he is. Don't worry. You will meet him one day when it is time. But right now, let him just be for me. You know, let me just enjoy. Let me just enjoy his greatness.
Right,
okay?
Right. That's why
I'm at with that.
On a low life. That's why I keep mine on the low low. Yeah.
Man, you know, because they were like, they want to see a picture. I already got messages. Let me see a picture.
Right.
Let me see a picture. Listen.
What,
you going to post it on
no
the website?
Of me and him.
I have no pictures of me and him. I have none. Nope. Mm-mm. And I'm not sitting back saying, you know, hey, baby, let's go take pictures so I can post it on my social media or my website. And I think he's absolutely amazing. I don't care if he was 2'5". Or 7'18". I don't care what he looked like. You ain't gonna see him because I don't want you to see him. You know. So, but that's just where I am in my life. You know. I want this to be for me. And when it's time, everybody will have an opportunity. But I'm really excited to get to go to the concert, and we got a lot of great things that we're doing. And it's like I said, this is just fresh and new. So I get it. Y'all are out. Listen, y'all, I promise you, I get it. I understand. Trust me. It's been a long time coming. So if you're in, we also have a lot of women who are single who listen to, you know, our network. You know, hey, listen, whenever you get your blessing, man, make sure you let us know. We want to hear about, you know, this new young man that you met. You know, we talked even a little bit tonight. B. Ray asked me, did he like my daughter? We even talked about that a little bit. You know, how that situation is going. Make sure your kids' opinion, it matters. it matters. You know, I'm not saying listen to your entire family and get their opinion, but your children, their opinions matter 100%. You know, so, you know, if they're telling you, like B-Ray said, you know, her son came back to her and was like, Mama, listen, you know, this man is looking at me. You think he's looking at you, but he's looking at me. Those kind of conversations, the fact that her son was open enough to come to her and let her know that, I think is honorable for your son and honorable for you. He was able to have that conversation with you, and he didn't feel threatened. He didn't feel like you would get mad at him for having that conversation. And I think that is the important key. Don't let your kids feel like, oh, my mama's going to be mad at me if I tell her that. Come really? You know, so that we got to be open and be truly willing to communicate with our kids.
Yep.
Real talk.
So we got two boxes ready for you.
Oh my gosh, B-Ray, you're gonna your church, because your church last year let us put a box there, okay? And so I know that you're going to be getting a phone call, because one of our volunteers, Ms. Candace, she's actually in charge of reaching out to all of the places that we had boxes last year. I think there were 9 locations around the Dallas-Fort Worth area that allowed us to put boxes there. Yeah, perfect, perfect. Okay. You already got a box in church?
We don't have the new boxes. I used the box from last year and another box. So it's 2 boxes already full.
Wow. Right, okay, so then what I'm going to do, because you got, that's right, because you got a lot of donations already. So I'm going to be over there one day this week, and I'll reach out to you, and I'll go ahead and grab all that stuff that you have. And it may actually, I will probably be over on your side of town. It may be tomorrow. Between tomorrow and Tuesday. So I'll reach out to you. I'll grab all of that, and I'll take that on down to the shelter. And then we'll make sure there's some signs that need to go on the sides of those boxes. And so I'll make sure I get you those as well. So, man, I'm telling you, we got so much support. It's crazy. And then what we're about to do with We Talk Radio, you know, I know this year – Silk will be here October the 12th, and me and B-Ray may not be able to go to the Silk concert this year. We're gonna try as media. We may not be able to go, but Silk definitely is in B-Ray's back pocket, and so we're going to do something major next year with Silk. We've already talked about it. We're doing something major with Gary, Lil G, and then we're going to definitely do something major with Silk as well. So I'm wanting to bring several major artists to Dallas. We talked about this last year. We had a conversation about it last year, and I told you that it was coming. We've got some major things that we're working on, some major artists that we've been talking to, some major concerts we've been thinking about doing, and this it's going to be happening next year and beyond. So y'all be ready, and just have your running shoes on, because, baby, we running when I tell you. B-Ray, go ahead and close us out in prayer tonight. Got to thank everybody around the globe for tuning in. Of real talk, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. This show, the Shine Lord Radio Show, it means so much to me. And when God created this show, when he did something amazing 4 years ago and he created this show, I didn't really know exactly what it was going to be. But what happens here on this show, you know, we usually have an opportunity to we interview a guest that has an amazing, you know, something amazing that they're doing, or a pastor, or, you know, playwright, you know, whatever. And then we'll go directly into, you know, a hot topic about, you know, about something in the Bible and so on and so forth. But every blue moon, we have conversations just like this, where we have someone that comes on and the conversation just kind of turns. And so that's what happened today. So be open. When we talk about being open, please be open with us. We also have other shows. On Monday night, we have the Kia D Unplugged show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Wednesday night, we have the After the Lights Go Out radio show, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We also have other shows on the network, so go to wetalkradio.com to check out all the shows we have. We've got some other shows we're adding in, so I'm very excited. My plate is full. really? Okay, so B-Ray, go right ahead. Close us out in prayer, pretty lady.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Pray for the bereaved families, Kia D family, my family. Pray and give us strength to make it through. You never make a mistake when you call people home to be with you. Just put that on the family's mind that they can move on and know that you did what you wanted done. Your will was done. And thank you, Lord, for all the shoe donations that we're receiving and those that are to come. We hope and pray that the shoe fashion show will be another success as it was last year, bigger and better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Here
so we're closing out.
Oh,
huh?
Okay, go ahead. No, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to let you close out with a song. Yep. Well, real quick before we leave, I can't call him my friend because he's way more than a friend, but he's such a good friend to me, and he's near and dear to my heart. And so, but I don't know what to call him. Should I call him my man, my boyfriend, my boo thing? I'm gonna call him my boo thing. Okay, my boo thing. Y'all, please pray for him tonight because he's actually he's traveling back to Texas. So y'all keep him and his family wrapped up in your prayers. So thank you all again for tuning in to the Shine Lord Radio Show. I'm your girl Kia DB Ray, hanging out with us. Thank you so much to our guests. Thank you so much to everybody who's tuning in across the globe. And we truly appreciate you. Go back and listen to it in the podcast, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Kia B Unplugged Show. Good night. Good night, B-Ray.
Oh, yeah,
that's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick. I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are
working for my good,
she's intentional,
hey,
and he's never failing, all things are working for my good. Never failing. All things are working. Hey, I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good.
Mm-hmm.